saving money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm joined by my colleagues, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online. Puzzling, first, about January 6, 2021, and the ambition of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, and I believe Mr. Schumer of the Senate, to construct a January 6 commission, something that is similar to, say, the commission for 9/11 or the commission for the Iran-Contra back in the 20th century, other commissions. However, gentlemen, a very good evening to you. We'll turn from the commission to the question of where is justice, especially where is the new attorney general. But right now, Nancy Pelosi very much wants a January 6th commission. I understand there are obstacles in the way. She needs cooperation of the U.S. Senate. It's not forthcoming. But I'll start with why she wants this. Andy, this is looking in the rearview mirror, and that's not good politics generally. How does it help Nancy Pelosi for 2022? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John and Thaddeus. Well, I think it helps in two major ways. One is, obviously, it hooks up with what the Democrats' consistent messaging has been since Biden became president, which is that the biggest threat in the United States is supposedly white supremacism. They want to regard January 6th as if it were a terrorist attack, and calling it a commission, as you just alluded to, invokes memories of the 9/11 commission, which was a commission that was established because of the worst terrorist atrocity in the history of the United States. So the Democrats obviously want in the public mind to try to create the idea that what happened on January 6th is on a par with the 9/11 attack. I think, you know, the utter absurdity of that, without trivializing what happened on January 6th, is the fact that we know that Flight 93 was probably supposed to be an attack on the Capitol, where the intention was not to make a lot of noise and do a little vandalism. The intention was to conduct a mass murder attack where they demolished the complex like they did to the World Trade Center and simultaneously kill everyone inside, which kinds of shows, I think, how ridiculous the comparison of the two events is. And I think, John, the other thing, and Thaddeus would be much more expert on this than I would, but it just seems to me that the Democrats are united. The Republicans are divided into a kind of a pro-Trump faction, an anti-Trump faction, and a faction that kind of wishes Trump would fade away. And the Democrats know that if they can get a commission, they'll be able to have a working majority, even though they'll call it a bipartisan commission. They'll be able to have a working majority because the Republicans are fractured. So they'll be able to sort of run the table a little bit. And I think for that reason, it's good politics for them.
And Thaddeus, your measure of the politics of a commission, if there was to be such a thing, would this be an advantage or disadvantage to the Republicans to have an opportunity to speak out during a hearings?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think that Kevin McCarthy's absolutely right, and I think Senator McConnell's absolutely right. You want to look at all forms of political violence. In fact, that Nancy Pelosi is not even considering, did not even consider putting in the attack where they tried to assassinate members of the House Republican baseball team with a gunman that was inspired by Bernie Sanders and a lot of Democratic rhetoric, and to put that into the equation, instead just focusing on one single incident, shows that this is nothing but tawdry political theater and isn't going to address any of the serious and significant underlying causes of political violence in America, much of which swept across the country last summer and continues today in places like Portland.
You have a question for Andy, that is.
Andy, as a legal matter, even as a political matter, what are we going to find out through a commission such as this that hasn't already come to light and hasn't already caused people to make up their mind one way or another?
Well, this is a great point, Thaddeus, because I don't think what we still need to know about what happened on January 6th is not what the Democrats want to investigate. You know, the open questions, I think, about January 6th, the most pressing one is why was the security so inadequate? So what was the intelligence failure that led to having such sparse security that what really should have been just a kind of a loud rally deteriorated into something that certainly was not insurrection, but, you know, something that was that got out of control. That's an issue I don't think the Democrats want to explore. And with respect to everything else, what's stunning to me is we impeached a president over January 6th. For them to say that this still needs to be studied goes to the point that they did not adequately investigate before they did the impeachment of President Trump, which, of course, is why even though, for example, Officer Sicknick, you know, at the time that the Democrats filed their article of impeachment, they were claiming that Officer Sicknick had been brutally killed by pro-Trump supporters with Trump's incitement. And by the time we got to the trial, even though that was well known, they were still making that claim. And now, you know, months later, we hear, well, never mind. It turns out he died of natural causes. So that kind of stuff, I think that cries out for some explanation, but that's not what they want to explore here, obviously.
There have been a number of arrests and other accusations that are under investigation by members of the Justice Department, attorneys generals across the country. I think people came from everywhere to attend those rallies. And Andy, in those arrests and those prosecutions, you report that they're mostly trespassing, which is obvious. They were trespassing, yes, and there was vandalism. But aren't those prosecutions thorough investigations? What could Congress do that a prosecutor or a grand jury can't do?
I don't think Congress wants to get thorough with these investigations, John, because what the prosecutors, I think, are finding out is part of the reason these cases are so difficult is they've basically gone about identifying people by Facebook photos. And what they're finding out with respect to scores of them is that by the time they wandered into the Capitol, those of them who did, some of them claim that they never even got into the Capitol. But by the time they got in, people were wandering through without being put on any notice that they were trespassing. And some, and I believe there's corroboration for this, say that they were invited in by the police. So I'm not, you know, there were obviously rabble rousers there. There were 100 injuries of police officers. There are some people who deserve to be prosecuted in a very aggressive way. But for the most part, I don't think they really want to investigate this hard because it belies their claim that white supremacism is the most devastating threat to the national security of the United States that we currently face. It's a ridiculous claim.
That is.
Andy, what about Merrick Garland? I mean, what are we finding out about him? I mean, he was presented to the public and the Senate as a moderate voice. When he was up for confirmation, potential confirmation of the Supreme Court, he was called a moderate. What are we finding out about him now? Is he a moderate or not?
Well, I think his sensibilities are moderate, but I don't think he is able, and he may not have any inclination to rein in the hard left of the Democratic Party. And a lot of those people have been placed in very significant spots in the Justice Department. It may end up, Thaddeus, that it's more important who's running the Civil Rights Division and who's doing the day-to-day supervision of U.S. attorneys across the country than who the attorney general is, because I think that it looks like Garland, who has a deserved reputation over the years of being a moderate compared to some of the other people who were in the Biden administration, he's there to be the face on this thing so they can send somebody to tootle up to Capitol Hill when they're, you know, when oversight hearings take place, who can create a moderate face on the Justice Department. But I think it's pretty clear what's going on the inside is to push a very radical agenda.
Timothy McVeigh was a terrorist, and the destruction of that building shocked everybody in the late 20th century. There is mention that they're looking for something McVeigh scale. Is that what the Justice Department has now decided is in America? Because I see no other evidence of a McVeigh here in 2021.
I think that's right, John. And the other thing is they're trying to link, because McVeigh had some white supremacist literature and literary references, they're trying to equate the January 6th rally that turned into a riot with McVeigh as a white supremacist threat who committed this vicious mass murder and destroyed the complex at Oklahoma City. And I think the comparison just fails for a couple of obvious reasons. I mean, number one, January 6th clearly was not anywhere close, nor did anyone have the contemplation that it would be a mass murderer attack or an attempt to overthrow the U.S. government. And the second thing is, if you look at Oklahoma City, and it was looked at very carefully, it's really not a white supremacist attack. It's an anti-government attack. And in fact, the vast majority of the people who were killed in McVeigh's attack were white people. So, you know, the idea that that McVeigh stands for a white supremacist attack, and because of some of the literature he was familiar with, is also repeated in some of the alt-right circles and some of the circles of people who were involved in January 6th, is a very thin read. I mean, I just don't see it.
And Merrick Garland knows this, correct? We have 30 seconds. He knows all of this, and yet he's continuing to maintain that the threat is McVeigh light or McVeigh repeat or something like that.
Yeah, look, Merrick Garland, when he was in the Clinton administration, ran the McVeigh investigation from the Maine justice standpoint, and he was very hands-on with it. So he very obviously knows what the McVeigh incident was, and he knows that there's no comparison between it and what happened on January 6th.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. There is no, as of yet, there is no confirmation that there will be a commission for January 6th, 2021. We'll see. This is CBS Eye on the World.